Duncan, in the garden. Thanks for working late.
I've checked through your speech for tomorrow. It's strong stuff.
I think it's necessary. Oh dear, you think I've gone too far?
That's not for me to say.
But the council may be more vocal.
It's on your desk.
Thanks.
It's a warm night.
I came out here to watch the moon. There, another flash.
Lunar base?
And again. They're busy tonight. I wonder what they're saying.
I never did learn Morse.
Still doesn't seem possible, does it? 30 years now. Trapped up there, out of reach. After the Daleks destroyed their transmitters.
And the destruction of our last rocket. Poor devils.
Oh, we've the Watch to thank for that.
And we'll never have those resources again. Never enough scientists.
Where were you, Duncan?
You mean when it started?
Well, doesn't everyone over 35 remember where they were when the invasion came?
I'm 33.
Oh.
What about you?
Well, I was travelling, I think.
We don't do that anymore. People used to travel right round the world, didn't they?
Maybe one day we will again. Thank you, Duncan. See you in the morning.
Good night.
Good night.
What is that?
Hmm?
On the horizon, a red glow towards Oxford. Something's burning.
No. That is Oxford. Oxford's on fire.
The space labs.
It must be. Oh, it's the Watch. Don't they ever stop?
They're running wild.
They're mad. They think they're saving the world. But at this rate, there won't be a world left.
I'll check the news and let you know.
Yeah. Good night, Duncan. And I have a call to make. Go on like this, they'll ruin everything. Select transmission. This is Susan Campbell on the planet Earth. Help is required. If you can hear me, please respond. Help is required. This is Susan Campbell.
Susan?
Oh. Who are you? Who's there?
Who do you think it is?
I don't know. I need someone to help.
I hear you, Susan. My name is Hope.
Can I get through, please? Come on, let me through.
It's closed.
It's closed. Closed, sorry.
It is not closed. I have a lecture to give. Now, let me through.
It's closed today. We want higher grants. What do we want?
Higher grants.
When do we want them?
Now!
Holly Barrett? Funny how you always go on strike the day before the weekend. Let go of my bike. Holly? You're in charge. Call this thing off.
Not up to me, Miss Fleming. Bristol College is closed today.
Well, it'll be closed permanently if you don't get back to your studies. Have you spoken to the principal?
He won't speak to us. We want higher grants!
Yeah, too high!
Do you think the tutors are any better off? The whole world's on its uppers. The college can barely afford a proper computer. We have to make do.
Same old excuse. It was the invasion.
Boring.
Alex Campbell. You, of all people, should know better.
Higher grants. That's what we need.
And I still need your essay by Monday. What are these?
Campaign flyers.
Come on. Let's see. Hand them over. Earth United? Oh, for heaven's sakes. Are they behind this?
No.
You little idiot. You know what happened in Oxford last night? The watch were out in force, research units smashed, the city in flames, 4 people killed.
Don't be looking for aliens.
There are no aliens. Not for 20 years.
Apart from the Slithers.
No one believes in Slithers anymore. You're here to learn. You're the only future we've got. And as for the scaremongering Earth United rubbish...
Hey!
Just go back to work. We all want higher grants for students.
She doesn't listen. She's like the rest of them. She's so alien. Freedom for students! Freedom for students!
Freedom for students!
Is it? Out of my way.
Freedom for students! Freedom for students! Freedom for students!
Alex, the watch meets at 8 tonight. Don't be late.
Right.
Now what? Oh, no. You're not sliding out now.
Of course not. It's just Miss Fleming.
Ignore her. She's full of old school guff.
She's my tutor.
Can't be such a little robo-head. You better be there, Alex.
I will be, all right?
You better, Mummy's boy.
Fellow members of the Earth Council, Mrs. Susan Campbell.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honour to be here. My husband, David Campbell, would have been very proud. Well, 30 years since the invasion, 20 years since we set ourselves free. It scarcely seems possible, does it? So much has been achieved, so much salvaged, yet there's still so much to do, and even more that's been lost forever. David and I used to stand out in our garden after dark, watching the lights flash from the moon. I was watching them last night. Those poor colonists trapped up there with no radio to speak to us, and we still haven't reached them. They're the real survivors. And last night, as Oxford burned, I wondered if they'd out-survive us too. What are we doing to ourselves? We're not going forward at all. We've developed an extremist fear of technology. Well, that's understandable, considering what the world went through. But the rise of Earth United and its xenophobic watch group, wrapping its insidious tentacles around our young people, they're strangling our future. We're strangling ourselves. We're sliding into a new dark age.
Unfair!
Is it? David would be shocked at what we're doing. And the Daleks would be laughing.
Outrageous!
Inflammatory clap!
Let her speak!
Under the occupation, 2/3 of the Earth's people died. Technology was thrown back 200 years, and since then, crops have failed, civil unrest is growing. We're still finding people hiding in caves. Have we given up and washed our hands of the future? Well, I can't betray the world's children and my own son to this less than brave new world.
Mrs. Campbell, is this a bid for office?
We have to get help.
From where exactly?
And who's paying?
From other worlds, if necessary.
Unbelievable.
The woman's place.
We're not alone in the universe. There is hope.
Then apply to the Daleks for reparation.
Order! Order!
Mrs. Campbell is talking sense. The rest of you could at least listen.
Order! Show some respect to our guest speaker.
It's insulting nonsense! It's meant to be a celebration!
Show some respect to our...
Duncan, who was that?
I couldn't see someone on the high benches.
Order!
His voice. There was something about it. I thought I recognised... never mind.
Order! We must have order.
Keep walking.
Why haven't we got police protection?
What would your husband say now, Mrs. Campbell?
No comment.
No comment.
This is private property. You're trespassing.
What about the other worlds, Mrs. Campbell?
Here we are.
I'll issue a full statement in the morning. Thank you.
Inside, quick.
Mrs. Campbell, what about your son?
Leave him alone. He's nothing to do with this.
Come on, inside now.
Please. Mrs. Campbell.
Mrs. Campbell.
Oh, I should have expected a siege.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Duncan. Come through. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, for heaven's sake!
You should call Alex in Bristol before he sees the news.
Yes, yes, I will. Oh, but the looks on the council's faces, especially Faisal Jensen. Nasty little man.
Did you mean it? Other worlds... That wasn't in the speech.
Well, we can't carry on like this. And if we can't sort it out ourselves...
But how? We can't even speak to the moon.
No, they can't speak to us. Just a second. These papers have been moved. And these. Files about Alex. Someone's been in here.
Don't touch anything. I'll call the police.
No, no, Duncan, just check first.
But if anything's been stolen...
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Oh, not now.
Susan Campbell?
It's in the desk.
Don't touch that!
Oh, what's all this equipment?
Well, it's just a hobby, an old mobile communicator I was working on.
Susan.
Oh, what is that?
The contract must be ratified.
Duncan, I can explain everything.
What are you doing? You've not been talking to that. No, I can't look at it.
Don't be ridiculous.
It's horrible. Are those eyes or arms?
She's a who, not a what. Oh. A person, a gold Reese. Her name is Hope.
It's alien.
The contract cannot wait, Susan.
Please, I need more time. They need to understand.
I'm not staying. I have to consider my position. I don't know what you're doing anymore.
Duncan, wait.
The contract. I, Susan Campbell, accept the terms of the agreement providing development to the people of planet Earth. Agree? Disagree?
I don't know. It's not only for me.
The Goldrisi contract must be ratified within one Earth day, Susan. Your efficiency is valid.
Hello, this is Susan Campbell. I need to speak to the President of the Council. No, not later. Now!
Marion Fleming.
Oh! Oh, who are you? Who let you into college?
Sorry to startle you.
Not the press, are you?
Press?
About the protests.
I'm the Doctor. Pleased to meet you.
Oh, you're new. Sorry. I'm in late, trying to catch up. Welcome to Bristol. What sort of doctor did you say?
Anything you like, really.
Oh, things must be improving. It's an age since anyone did the job they wanted. We all pull together.
What would you like to do?
Well, teacher wouldn't be my first choice. I'm not sure. How about you?
I'm just settling in. I came to ask about one of your pupils.
Students, you mean?
Do you have, Alex Campbell on your books?
Susan, your planet was the target of interplanetary aggression. Agree? Disagree?
Yes, an invasion.
Personnel, technology and weapons from the invading force still exist on your planet. Agree? Disagree?
No, not anymore. There were public burnings.
They still continue?
Yes.
Enable the options you require. Food aid and medicine. Technology assistance. Peacekeeping and strategic defense.
Well, but it's not up to me. If the council say no...
Susan, if this is untruthful, I shall withdraw all commitment now. Don't condemn your world to the poverty of ignorance.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend. I want your help for the Earth. Hope is all we have, it's just...
Yes?
What do you want in return? And suppose the council do say no?
Such impediments can be bypassed.
No, you can't override us.
Then choose.
I'm trying.
Of course. With trust like yours, Susan,
How can we fail?
Good evening, Marion Fleming's office.
That's my phone.
Miss Fleming, please.
Give me that.
Can I ask who's calling?
Faisal Jensen, member of the Earth Council.
One moment, please. It's Faisal Jensen.
Good Lord. Mr. Jensen? Hello.
Miss Fleming, good evening. I'm sorry to disturb you. I was wondering if you can help me.
Well, of course. You were on the news tonight.
Indeed I was. It's been quite a day.
Yes.
We're putting together a team to look into students' rights.
Ah.
What with all the protests, I wondered if you could give me some references for one of your pupils.
Our students?
To get their side of things, you know. We were thinking of Alex Campbell.
Alex?
I think you teach him, am I right?
Is this to do with his mother?
No, don't worry. It's all cleared with your college principal. Obviously, Alex's mother is well known.
Yes, well, I have met her. She's very, well, dogmatic. But Alex, well, he's an ordinary young student, quite bright, but...
But easily led?
Well, yeah, they all are.
Not in trouble, I hope, these protests and the watch. Dear, oh dear, his mother would be very upset.
Well, that's her problem.
Indeed.
Mr. Jensen, I think I've said enough.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for your assistance. Maybe we'll talk again soon. Goodbye.
The second person today asking about Alex Campbell, Doctor?
I'm different. I'm concerned about him. And his dogmatic mother. How's his work going?
Please go away. It's none of your business either.
Isn't it? What course is he on? Science, I assume. And what about his friends? Are they a good bunch? Is he popular?
You're from the Watch, aren't you?
No.
You're out recruiting. That's why you're after Alex.
No, Marion, I'm not from the Watch.
Okay. But even so, Faisal Jensen was right. Alex would be a good cat.
Why, because of his mother? Is he in trouble?
He had some leaflets.
Earth United. Stay alert for signs of alien intervention.
The usual propaganda. There's a local watch meeting tonight, and after Oxford, there's bound to be trouble.
You think Alex is going?
Oh, you want to bet. 8 o'clock, White Ladies Hall.
Thank you, Marion. You've been very helpful.
Hang on. Wait. You're to leave him alone.
Sorry, no time now. Pressing family business. His mother has put him and the whole world in serious danger.
Be up here. Don't be stupid. The bridge isn't safe. Get down.
I can see all of Bristol.
In the dark? Get down.
But the stars are so much clearer up here.
The watch meets in half an hour. We're expected.
I can't go back to my flat, Holly. There are journos outside. Media.
Because of your mum. Saw it on TV in the Union Bar.
Other people's mums are embarrassing at home. Why does mine have to do it in public? I'm sleeping out.
So move, Robohead. There's plenty of empty houses to doss in.
I can't get my stuff. I've got the essay to do.
Maybe Marion can wait. Just come down. The watch will look after you.
I don't know.
Alex, you little alien. You're not backing out now. Look out. Someone's coming.
Good evening. Is this the way to the watch meeting?
Up here?
Well, I'd be careful if I were you. The gorge is very deep.
You from London? All dressed up.
Careful, Hull. Could be press.
Alex Campbell, I presume. Some friends down in town said you might be up here. Pleased to meet you. Look, we can't shake hands if you don't come down.
Clear off, weirdo.
I remember the opening of this bridge. Of course, poor old Brunel envisaged something more Egyptian. Still, it's a shame he never lived to see his memorial.
You heard? Clear off!
There used to be hot air balloons, too. Swarms of them. Every year. But that was a good century later. You sure it's safe up there?
If he's going to the meeting, count me out.
Oh, I was hoping to tag along.
Well, find your own way.
Got you down, though, didn't it? I'm the doctor, by the way.
Well, la-di-dum.
Alex, is this the sort of company you should be keeping? What would your mother say?
Leave her out of this.
It's his parents who messed him up.
Really? Alex, you see that box along there? With the light on?
Where did that come from?
Does the word TARDIS mean anything to you?
TARDIS?
No, no idea.
Look, up there.
What?
There, between the clouds, all red. A rocket!
You mean green? It's a spaceship.
Hardly linear. More organic than aesthetic.
They've come back!
Aliens! Run, Holly, run!
Wait, Alex, come back! Hey, that's my ship, you're rattling!
Put it down!
Retrieval beam gathering artifact now.
Put my TARDIS down! Put it down!
Returning to observation level.
Oh, Marion Fleming. Shouldn't you be at home?
It was a flying saucer.
More like a flying buttress. Which way did it go? It stole something of mine. The TARDIS.
Oh, don't you realise? Oh, they're back. Them.
No.
It's beginning again. All the old horrors. Another invasion.
But they don't know that. The last thing we need is a panic.
It's still an invasion. Remember before.
No, there's more than one type of alien. Look, the ship has gone. So is mine.
What?
Marion, why the dark glasses?
Oh, I was going to the watch meet, but now I...
Clandestine investigations of your own. Marion, you old rogue, were you following me?
Perhaps. Oh, you're not cross, are you?
Cross? I'm flattered. Good, let's keep busy. Come on, we can go in together.
Here, 2 pints. Hedgerow real brew.
Thanks, Hull. I need this.
You feeling better? Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Oh, it's dead in here. Where's the meeting?
People saw the ship. Scared.
Oh, me too. I mean, we should get out of the city. Nick a police car or something. It was the city people who died last time.
Yeah?
Easier to round up. Country people have places to hide. That's how they survived.
We survived because we fought back. Don't listen to the peacemakers. If the aliens are here again, we smash them again. Like your dad did last time. He was a hero.
My dad? Yeah, he was great.
Just wait a bit longer. I need to use the phone.
Nobody at the door. Perhaps they've called the meeting off.
Or they're on an alien hunt already. It's not safe out there. The panic's set in.
Still a few barflies in here.
Ah, over there. By the payphone. Don't look, don't look.
Alex, with that girl.
Holly Barrett. She's bad news.
Prickly, that's what I thought.
Poisonous, more like. Careful, don't start a fight.
Alien invasion or not, it's my great-grandson's welfare I'm worried about.
Great what? Oh, now I know you're mad.
That's true, but we wear well. Youthful good looks run in the family. Let's see what he's up to.
No one's going to make a speech. Let's go.
There might be one. Hang on. Hello? It's me. Yeah. He's here. Alex?
Me?
Personal touch, see?
Hello?
Is that Alex Campbell?
Yeah, who's that?
My name is Faisal Jensen of the Earth Council.
You're joking. Faisal Jensen?
We'd like to welcome you to Earth Unity, Alex.
Oh, thanks.
I gather Bristol had something of a close encounter this evening.
Yeah. I mean, you're not kidding. Huge spaceship, saucer.
Really? Well, I'd like to hear about that at first hand. If you're up for it, that is.
Sure.
Good. Good. We'll work something out.
Hello? It's gone dead.
Good evening again.
Oh, great.
Alex, Holly.
Miss Fleming.
Didn't think this was your bag.
It isn't. And neither should it be yours.
What a disappointing turnout.
It's usually packed.
What are you staring at?
You, Alex Campbell.
Me.
Earth Unity, the Watch. What a lot of navel-gazing, self-obsessed piffle. Save the world, yes, but there's a whole universe out there, or hadn't you noticed?
He sounds just like your mum.
I sincerely hope so.
Leave her out of this, weirdo.
Doctor, I think we may be in for a raid.
Susan was always rash, but this time she's talking a lot of sense.
Help from a load of filthy murdering aliens? That's what she said.
And now they've come back.
It's time to leave, Doctor.
There are always aliens, Alex. Some of them never go away.
What's that supposed to mean?
Police! Get out now!
Run, Holly! Ah! Get off me!
This meeting is illegal. You're all under arrest.
What is it? This police public call box. It defies analysis. Oh no. No escape for you. Aha. So, are you perhaps alive? What do the scans show? Oh, but that's impossible. Your interior cannot be greater than your exterior. But it is. Fascinating. Are you conceptual too? Another abstract given substance? The aforementioned thought made flesh? Well, I must investigate further. But it confirms one thing. Susan Campbell was lying. Alien technology is present on the Earth. And that threatens everything.
Gentlemen, I've called you here to clarify my unfinished speech from this morning. I said some controversial things, but I'm not retracting one word. Everything I said is what I believe. Our world needs help. And if that help has to come from other cultures or other worlds, then why not?
Mrs. Campbell, what about Bristol tonight?
We're all part of the same universe.
Have you seen the pictures, the UFO?
What? Can I please finish my statement? I'll take questions later. I've been contacted by another off-world race, the Goldrisi, who are willing...
She's alien. She's
willing to offer aid. It's true. Oh, please listen. I've passed this information on to the Earth Council.
Mrs. C, what about your son?
Alex? What about him?
He was arrested tonight in Bristol at a watch meeting.
Is this some sort of joke?
Police raided the meeting.
Is the UFO from your friends, Mrs. C?
That's ridiculous. I couldn't say.
Did they visit Oxford last night too?
Is it another invasion 20 years on?
No, no, it's not.
Look at that.
Look out.
Oh, my God.
Susan?
What are you doing? We're not ready.
There were discrepancies in your statement.
What do you mean?
Action is being taken.
Wait. Wait. We haven't agreed terms. What are you starting?
You okay, love? What was it? Are you hurt?
What about my son?
Are they friends of yours? Is it an invasion?
My son! Where is he? I have to find him. Get out of my way!
Mrs. Campbell.
Oh, Duncan. It's you. I thought you'd gone.
I've spoken to the President. He wants to meet with you now.
Did you see the ship? I have to find Alex.
We all saw it.
He's in trouble.
Mrs. Campbell, the President is waiting.
And that's more important?
It is.
My son!
The car is this way?
Alex!
This way, please. The President's waiting.
My mum's going to kill me.
Just pray your Miss Fleming convinces the police that we're harmless bystanders. So, how is your mother?
Didn't you see the news?
I was there when she gave her speech. Or tried to.
In London? How did you get here so fast?
Your mother never told you about the TARDIS.
What is it with you and her?
Her speech was impressive. I like a good stir-up. She hasn't lost her skills.
Yeah? Me and Dad used to call her Genghis Khan. Then she'd get in a strop and say we got it all wrong. Works every time.
Well, she'd know.
You're old. What was it like before?
Before the invasion?
The first invasion. I mean, Dad always bottled things up like he was scared to talk. And Mum.
Yes?
She'd always had these stories, all set in the maddest places. Not even real. Like she was sidling around the truth too.
Truer than you think.
But Dad just laughed and said she should publish it all before she forgot.
She travelled a lot. Always getting into scrapes.
Yeah?
Mum in trouble?
She was rather willful. And the number of times she had to be rescued. Well...
So you knew her?
I knew your dad, too.
You did? You knew Dad? Way back?
I set your parents up. Mind you, I was a lot older then.
Eh?
But I still think they were a good match.
This is a wind-up. You're trying it on.
No, Alex... Look, tell me about you. What are your plans?
You're a liar.
Alex?
You're weird. It's true. You came in that ship. You're a filthy alien. There's no future left. My mum's seen to that.
Alex, listen.
Hey, Alex Campbell?
Sergeant, thank goodness.
Not you. Alex, someone to see you. Outside.
Get me out of here.
Alex?
Not you. You stay put.
Alex! Marion! Anyone!
London 1, this is Bristol. You are cleared to land.
Good evening, officer. I think you're expecting me.
Mum?
Susan Campbell. I've come from London in the presidential helicopter to see my son Alex. You're holding him.
Sorry, Mum. He's gone.
What?
He was collected at least 2 hours ago.
What do you mean?
Special release dispensation from the council. Here.
But this is signed by Councillor Jensen. Faisal Jensen.
Sorry, Mum. What can I do? It's a busy night out there.
But I'm his mother. The president sent me. Where is Alex?
Mrs. Campbell?
Yes?
Marion Fleming, Alex's tutor.
Oh, thank goodness. You must know where he is.
Well, on his way to London, at a guess.
London?
I'm as concerned as you, but I suggest you speak to the occupant of Cell 3.
Well, how will that help?
Oh, I'm sure he'll shed more light on things.
Susan?
Oh, sorry. I mean, do I know you?
It's me.
I'm sorry, but... Oh, but you can't be. Can you?
Can't I, Susan?
But is it you? Is it really you?
Yes.
Really you?
Yes.
But...
I know.
Grandfather! Thank you, Sergeant. I'll be all right.
I'll be outside.
Grandfather!
Oh, so good to see you.
Grandfather, it's you. On your own, stuck in a cell.
Nothing changes.
I thought it was you in the council, speaking up for me.
Susan, I should have been telling you off. What have you been doing?
Oh, it's been so long.
I know, much too long. But...
Oh. Let's see. Well, you look amazing.
For my age. Thank you.
Oh, but how many lives is that? Last time I saw you in the Dark Tower, it was 5.
A lot.
Grandfather?
8, I think.
8? How did you manage that? That's just throwing them away.
Well, you know, time and space fly when you're busy. But I was sorry to hear about David.
Yes. I miss him so much. He was so good to me. That's 2 people I've missed.
I missed you too, you know. But now you have a son.
David Alexander. Yes, Alex.
Amazing. How on earth did you manage that?
Grandfather, really? How do you think?
But we're Gallifreyan.
Shh. People will hear. It's dangerous.
And not so much of the grandfather either. I can feel the centuries piling on every time you say it. These days I have a more youthful disposition.
Anyway, it's great-grandfather now.
Don't imagine I hadn't thought of that. Now, Susan, the Gold Reezy.
Oh, you already know, don't you?
What have you been up to? I mean, the Gold Reezy, of all people.
Would you remember Earth's future? We've both been there. The thousand-world empire of trade and exploration stretching across space. But it'll never happen now. Not unless we get help. And the Golrisi answered.
You bet they did. A world in a traumatic shock. A cry for help. It's always the circling vultures who are the first to arrive.
Sharp, call a taxi for Mrs. Cadbury before the old trout keels over.
Mr. Jensen?
Holly! Is he here? Our little star? Did you find the clothes?
He's changing.
And is he playing along?
Sure is.
You've done well, my dear. Any more sign of that ship?
No, but the mob's out. Bristol's starting to burn.
So, if the aliens don't do it, we'll always do it to ourselves. All grist to the watch's mill.
Here's Alex.
Char. Champagne all round, I think.
Holly?
Alex, come in. This is Mr. Jensen.
Welcome, Alex.
Oh, hi. The clothes. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big hand for Alex, son of David and Susan Campbell, our new poster boy.
It's such a mess. The president wasn't happy. He doesn't really understand. How could he? And then Alex was in trouble, and so the president lent me his personal helicopter. But Alex has gone.
Gone?
Bailed out by one of the Earth Unity councillors.
Oh, let me guess. Faisal Jensen.
You know about him?
Not nearly enough,
it seems. Doctor located, moving in
for pickup. Miss Fleming sent me down to find you.
She's a good tutor for Alex. She knows what's going on.
Grandfather, was it you who broke in and went through my papers?
Susan, I'm sorry. I had to be sure you were safe.
Without seeing me? What's that?
Let's take a look. It's that ship overhead. Some idiot's firing mortars at it. And my TARDIS is inside. Oi!
The TARDIS?
Stolen. Golloped up like a frog eating a butterfly. Get away from the window. Some sort of energy beam. Careful.
It's searching. It's come for me.
Not necessarily. It may be after me.
Let us out! Grandfather, what are you doing? No!
Hello, is the Golrisi envoy there?
Hope. Her name's Hope.
Hope.
Give your full name and planetary origin.
You have stolen my property. My TARDIS. And I want it back.
TARDIS? A conceptual timecraft? How many of your people are on this planet? Identify the correct option. A military task force? A colony? An exploration team?
More than you can possibly count.
Come here and say that.
Put him down!
You can't drag me through a solid wall!
Matter is no barrier.
Susan, let go!
On the attack!
Susan, are you hurt?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Oh, it's gone!
Yeah, my TARDIS.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come back with me. Back home.
Home? That is my home. Just gone, up there.
My home. Back to London. To find Alex.
And so all there on strike, yeah? And she's like, Alex, I still need your essay by Monday.
You're quite the star of the moment. Just what Earth Unity needs.
Am I doing okay?
You're doing great. Let me top you up.
Alex, in just a word.
Yeah?
You know what people are saying. That it's your sainted mother who's brought the aliens back.
She means well, but it doesn't always come out right.
Oh, yes. But aliens use people like that, you see. It's insidious what they do.
That's what my mum says about the Watch.
What'd she know?
She's my mum.
We all have the Earth's interests at heart. But you do know what the aliens are doing. It's an invasion by stealth. You see this?
Sorry.
This eye was torn out by a Robowoman's whip in a Dalek labour camp. Millions died. We cannot allow that horror again.
So if your mum made a mistake, maybe you can help her.
And if people knew what the aliens are really like.
Easy, Mr. Jensen. I'll catch you one.
All right.
Marion Fleming?
Don't Porsche, it's on the chain. Who's that?
Who did you expect?
Doctor? Oh, that's a relief. I hoped it would be you. Come in. It's not safe out there. The town's on fire.
Where is he?
Oh, you mean Alex? Well, he went to London. Didn't you see his mother?
The doctor is here.
The doctor? What do you mean? You're the doctor.
He says you know what's going on. Agree? Disagree?
I think you'd better go.
Agree? Disagree? Agree?
Disagree?
Who are you? Get out of my house!
The gold receiver regret any inconvenience caused.
Let go of me!
Thank you for your assistance. My name is Hope.
Put me down! You let me go!
Weather's good. Looks like we'll make London in about 3 hours.
We must be crazy. There's an alien ship hunting us, so we go up in a helicopter.
I think we've scared her off for a while. She must be having doubts over what she's up against. If only we knew what she was really after.
She wants to help. I could speak to her.
What's this?
I built this communicator. A link to Hope's ship.
That's very natty. But no wonder she knew where we were. I'd better keep hold of this.
I know she'll want something in return, but that's for the council to decide.
The president can't know what he's dealing with.
Oh, Grandfather, I wasn't wrong to put out the call. I know I wasn't.
You did sound desperate.
You heard me too, out there.
Why do you think I came? And if I only do one thing, I must rescue those poor people trapped on the moon.
But you've no TARDIS.
We'll find a way. Look, the sun's coming up. The land is green and lush again. The blight's in retreat. And with reduced industry and population, your world's healing itself.
It hasn't been so healthy for years.
Don't let the Watch hear you saying that.
Perverse, isn't it? All that monstrousness may have led to some good. Global warming in reverse. No more Thermageddon.
Reference me the colonies on this planet's moon. Oh, this information will prove valuable. Agree? Disagree? Agree. Sincerest gratitude, Doctor. Add to our resource list.
Is that Hope? This is the President of the Earth Council.
President of Earth? I hear you.
Good morning. I wanted to inform you personally. All arrangements for our summit meeting are complete. I'm sure the talks between our world will prove both historic and fruitful.
Agree, President. Efficient and beneficial to both our sides.
Grandfather!
Suppose you just call me Doctor like everyone else.
I'm not like everyone else.
That's true.
Grandfather!
Yes?
About Alex. When this is over, I wondered...
Yes?
Well, I want him to have a proper education on Gallifrey.
Like you never had.
Well, there were circumstances, weren't there?
There certainly were. Does he know about...
No.
Not even...
No.
Or even his mother?
David and I decided not to tell him.
It doesn't make it easy, does it?
But he's special. I know he'll do great things. Look at his lineage. It's in his blood.
Susan, how many hearts does he have?
One. On his father's side.
There you are, then.
Grandfather, please.
Oh. I'll see what I can do. But I don't make any promises.
Oh, thank you. He'll do well. He just needs the chance.
Where are we meant to be heading?
The President's house at Kew.
But we're already flying over the city. Pilot, where are you taking us?
Change of plan, sir. They're rerouting us to London Heliport.
On whose orders?
Better strap yourself in, sir. We're going down now.
Here she comes. Are you ready when I call you up, Mr. Jensen?
Oh, yes. We're ready.
One alien coming up.
Alex!
Mum!
Come here! Oh, I've been all over the
country looking for you.
By presidential transport, too. Cool.
How did you get back? Was it Faisal Jensen who brought you?
Well, yeah, but he's okay. He did it to help you.
Me?
Hello, Alex.
Doctor, hi. You're here too. Brilliant.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, it's okay. Look, come and see. Over here.
Alex, what's going on?
Good morning, Mrs. Campbell.
Faisal Jensen. Apparently I must thank you for rescuing Alex.
Why the bodyguard, Mr. Jensen? Don't point that camera at me.
Alex, is this the doctor?
That's him.
Guards, net him!
Look out! Oh. Ah!
Hold him fast. He's an alien.
Let him go!
This is your fault, Susan. You brought this down on us. Even your son has more sense. Take the alien away. Let's put him on trial.
Alex, how could you?
It's a ship. It's come for him.
Fire at that thing. Bring it down.
Stop shooting!
This one for requisition.
Susan, it's got me. Hold him. Hold the doctor down.
Grandfather!
Get him down. No!
Alex, how could you?
What did you call him? Grandfather.
Oh, you don't understand.
He's an alien. That big alien ship rescued him.
Which camera am I on? Right. Mrs. Campbell, your son's conduct is an example to the whole world. He is a new hero. The Council must join behind Earth Unity to stand against this new invasion.
It's not an invasion. The Goldrisi mean to help us.
We'll see. The Council will be debating this in an emergency session. We trust that action will be quick and decisive.
And I am invited as the President's personal guest. I look forward to seeing you there.
Ow. Feels like I've been hoovered up with the rubbish. So is this it, then? Emptiness? Nothing? I'd expected better than that. Whoops! Ah, bother. I like that shoe. Still, that's better, like being inside a giant molecular lattice.
Don't look down.
Who's there? Marion, is that you?
I'm over here. Edge along the valency pipe to the next atom. Careful, it's a long draw.
Well, don't worry, I had tightrope walking lessons from Blondin himself. There. So, the ship collected you too.
It was a bit alarming at first, but the concept is easy to understand.
The free lunch concept, you mean?
I'm sorry?
There's no such thing. There's always a price to pay.
No, the Goldrisi want to help us. And my goodness, don't we need it.
Have you seen her? Where's Hope? Hidden away watching us, I suppose. And this ship, it's not right. Even the air has an odd texture. Can't you taste it?
Hope is more concerned with who you are, Doctor.
Me? Oh, well, I'm a traveller. An explorer. Even, as it happens, a great-grandfather. That was a surprise, I can tell you.
But you said you were a doctor.
The consummate Renaissance man. And I want my ship back, too.
The conceptual conundrum. Which is what Hope calls it.
Oh, does she now? Well, I call it my TARDIS, and it's far more than just a concept. Perhaps you've seen it around the place, Marion.
Hope says you represent a culture with unscrupulous plans for this planet.
My, my, you have been chatting, haven't you?
The Goldrisi want to help the Earth.
Help? As in helping the humans or helping themselves?
No, that's a very jaded view.
You're not Marion. What have you done with her?
She's safe. In her own world.
She had better be.
Look at you. All in your own individual little world, all choosing what you see, agree, disagree.
I can see and touch reality, real reality.
Are you sure? Maybe you only imagine that.
And you are?
I am...
the concept of hope. What you cling to in the dark.
You're not hope. Hope is jam tomorrow. It's the starlight in the storm, the candle round the corner. You're just a phantom, feeding off other people's desperate prayers. Whoa! Ankle, put me down!
I am real, Doctor. I am the fruit of a thousand generations. I can dangle you head first over the darkness until you agree. Disagree.
You are designed by a committee. They send you out to soften up vulnerable planets for the developers.
I am here to help. To minister to lowly suffering creatures.
And I'm the King of Siam.
As well as a traveller, an explorer, a doctor. You have a personal interest in the planet Earth. Agree, disagree.
Meaning?
The plea I answered came from your long-lost granddaughter. She's no more human than you are. She's your concern here. You're no threat to me at all. My mercy mission can continue.
What are you planning?
The Earth people cannot refuse. So go and join your friend in her little reality. Goodbye.
No! No!
Alex? Are you okay about this?
Oh, I feel sick.
But you got the gun in. Mr. Jensen said it would be easy.
Yeah.
Your mum looks properly calm down there. Swanning in.
I don't think I can do this.
It's for the world, Alex. Just in case. Aliens. You know. Here comes the president.
Members of the council. Recent events necessitate this emergency debate. The appearance of visitors from another world has caused panic and unrest. And we must allay these fears. I call on Susan Campbell to address us again. Please respect her and hear her out.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Now there'll be trouble.
Mr. President, this is a disgrace. Mrs. Campbell openly admits she's the reason that aliens are invading our world.
If I can just say...
It's not right.
Alex? What is it? Alex?
Councillors! Councillors, please!
She's wrong. But they shouldn't do this.
Order! There must be order!
Alex!
I've had enough. Leave me alone.
Order! I'll have the chamber cleared. Security!
It's Marion. Marion Fleming.
Earth councillors, forgive the intrusion, please. I am Hope. My people, the Goldrisi, have heard your call for help. We understand your need and bring you a token of our goodwill. Please, come in. These people were trapped on your satellite moon. The Goldrisi are happy to bring them home.
Most comfortable of landings.
You leave me alone. You've hurt me enough.
Marion? I didn't see you there.
Leave me alone.
Marion, it's the doctor.
No.
Yes?
The real doctor.
Yes.
You'll turn into that Hope thing again.
No, I can't. I won't. It's me. I'm me.
You. Well, I didn't expect visitors. There's only one deck chair.
Not to worry. How did you get here?
I'm not sure. But I'm glad I came back.
Did Hope hurt you?
Yes. She was inside my thoughts, turning things over. Looking for you, she said. The concept of you.
She's only a concept herself. Like a bad thought got loose. She's not here now.
Oh, I'm so tired.
I must get you home.
No. This is where I want to be. My family used to come when I was little to watch the boats. Dad said my first words were seagulls on the water. How silly is that?
And you always imagine coming back.
Oh, yes. And it hasn't changed at all. Just how I remember.
Mr. Jensen?
Holly. Where's Alex?
He disappeared. I can't find him.
But he still has the gun.
Well, how extraordinary. I think we'd all given up hope that the colonists would ever get home.
Full negotiations begin once the contract is ratified. The Goldrisi will provide equipment and skilled technicians to advise you.
Well, I must go to the council first, you know. There'll be a few dissenters, but it'll be fine.
Isn't this the way first contact is supposed to go?
Why are you disguised as Marion Fleming?
Susan! Here you are! We owe you so much.
Where's the real Marion?
Oh, quite safe. Hers seemed an appropriate form to take. You and I know how particular humans can be.
And where's the doctor? Where is he?
Excuse me, Faisal Jensen, Earth Unity. Before we rush headlong into this alliance, might I ask what your people want in return?
Just what I was going to say.
The Goldrisi may ask for a few token gestures in return, but these will encourage gainful employment for large segments of the population.
You mean cheap labor? Hasn't Earth already had its share of slave camps?
What the devil was that?
Alien ships! A whole squadron!
Get down, all of you! The place is under attack!
Ah, is this your shoe, Doctor? It fell out of the sky.
Oh, thanks. I was looking for that.
I'm not really here, am I? I'm in my head, dreaming where I want to be.
There are places where thoughts can be real.
And this is one of them. Listen. Can you hear the ideas whispering in the waves? In the breeze?
A perceptual generator. Tweaking our synapses. That's how hope fleshes out our dreams. In this place, you can't trust your thoughts. Marion, we need to find out what Hope's real plans are.
Alex isn't a bad student. But I don't think business studies is quite his subject.
Business studies? No, I'm dreaming.
And as for you as his grandfather, that really is stretching it a bit.
Great-grandfather, actually. Hmm? Does it still hurt?
Yes. But it's so peaceful here. No more students. No more essays. Oh, I thought I might just slip away.
Slip away? No, Marion, please don't think like that. Not here. It's not true.
Truth or hope. Who needs either? Goodbye, Doctor.
Marion, no. No, don't believe it.
How blissful. Just slip the moorings and drift away.
Wait, Marion. Goodbye, Marion. I'll save the Earth for you. This isn't real. I don't believe it. And Marion isn't dead. She isn't dead. Hope's a breeder of lies. My TARDIS and me, that's all I believe in. If only I can find her. Ah, Susan's communicator linked to this ship. Now then. Ship, respond. My TARDIS is here. Respond. No more lies. Agree, disagree. Agreed, there you are. But is that really you, faithful old friend? Solid and real enough, that's what we want. And now, ship, you hold Hope's plans for the world. Show me. Show me! Ah, so that's what you're up to. It's time people were told the truth.
It's an invasion! Security! Hold that creature!
Wait! It's not an attack!
Don't listen to her!
The Goldrisi fleet salute our new alliance!
What alliance? Nothing signed yet.
No harm is meant.
It's a flypast, is that it?
It's a display of militaristic intent.
It's for your protection. Your vulnerable world will never be invaded again.
Mum, what's happening?
Alex, just stay undercover. It's not safe.
We will never accept alien troops on our home soil.
You foolish creatures. Do you want our help or not?
Susan.
Grandfather, you escaped.
What the devil? Who is this?
It's him. Why do you keep calling him that?
He's the doctor. And I welcome his appearance and the robust debate it will bring.
Please, all of you, listen to him.
Thank you, Mrs. Campbell. At first glance, Hope's intentions may appear honorable. Perhaps they are. It's what you all hoped for, but look here.
These are classified images. Stop this now.
I copied these plans from the ship where you incarcerated me. Surely everyone should see.
We bring technology, Advancement.
But look behind the mountain of food aid and blankets, and what do you find?
Security and defense for the Earth.
Secret weapons bases. Missile ranges to extend the burgeoning Goldrisi regime.
Employment for all, as partners in a new Goldrisi and Earth Empire.
Is that your future? As workers, servicing their military machine? As sitting targets for their enemies?
Didn't I tell you? We'll be slaves again!
That's enough! We reject your offer. Leave the Earth now!
Susan! You summoned us here. You begged us for help. You need us. And now, is that it? Agree? Disagree?
I was wrong. I should never have called you. I put my world in danger. But you lied to me. You saw we were vulnerable. You took advantage.
Your world. Is it your world, oh, Susan?
Stop it! Stop it!
Filthy, filthy alien! Let go of my mother!
Alex, no!
Alex, no, don't be an idiot. Put the gun down.
Go on, Alex. Like we agreed, rid the world of this alien monster!
Alex!
No. It's Miss Flemming. I can't shoot her.
Alex, I'll take the gun. Thank you. But that is not Marion Flemming. The real Marion is dead.
What?
She died inside Hope's ship. Hope stole Marion's very being to trick you all.
Monster!
The Goldrisi can take your puny world at any time. 3 and 4 flights. Prepare for assault on Capital City.
I called them off. While I was in your ship, I took the liberty of transmitting your covert plans. Wide spectrum across the entire galactic sector.
Impossible.
You'll be the talk of the whole Western Arm by now. Wave! Everyone's watching.
Leave us. Go! We don't want aliens on our world.
After all we've done, consider this alliance at an end. Hope abandons you to the mercy of your future. The Goldrisi accept no responsibility for misinterpreted responses and broken dreams. And since you reject me, remember, the Doctor and Susan too. The other aliens in your ungrateful midst.
What's it say?
Alex, don't listen. It's gone.
What does it mean, aliens?
It meant you.
Susan the TARDIS, bring Alex.
Let go of me!
Wait, Susan!
Quickly, Alex!
Alex, come inside, quickly.
What is it? Is it Alien 2?
It's our home, Alex. Come in.
Home?
That's better.
The TARDIS. Oh, my goodness, it's changed so much. It's so...
Gothic? We all go through phases.
Let me out of here.
Oh, Alex, come here, darling.
Get off me. Where's my mother? You're like Marion. You're another alien.
This is your mother, Alex.
Liar.
And crazy as it may seem, the Doctor is your great-grandfather.
For my sins.
He's younger than you are. You're mad. This place is mad. Let me out.
This is the TARDIS, Alex. It was my home. Grandfather and I used to travel in it all across time and space, exploring the universe, the strangest worlds and people.
Where do you think she gets all her stories?
And then I met your dad and chose to stay on Earth.
You outgrew me.
Did Dad know about this?
Oh, yes. He knew.
Our world is a long, long way from Earth.
But that means...
That's right. We're aliens.
On Earth we are. Filthy aliens. So you hate us, don't you?
Grandfather!
But you are part alien too, Alex. Or rather, part Gallifreyan.
And part human.
You're lying.
There's Gallifrey. Circling that little star in Cerberus.
Our real home.
We can visit if you like. But not just Gallifrey. There's a whole universe eager to meet you.
I don't know.
You could study there too. Think of the opportunities. Wouldn't you like that?
Never did me any harm. Much.
So what do you say?
I belong on Earth.
But Alex...
Stop pushing me about. You can't pack me off to college halfway across the galaxy. I've had enough. Which control did you use?
Don't touch that!
Alex, no! Alex, wait! Why doesn't he listen?
He's independent. It's a family trait. He'll come round. We can come back for him.
What? But, Grandfather, you don't understand.
What's to understand? Just the two of us, eh? Like old times? Anywhere you like.
Alex needs me.
Of course he does, but I've finally got the hang of the navigation system, more or less. We can go round the cosmos three times and still be back just a second after Alex left the TARDIS.
No, no, stop it! Open the doors, please.
Susan, why? There's a whole universe out there. And I know you've missed it. Tell me you haven't missed it.
Oh, I've missed it. Of course I have.
Well then.
But it's different for me. My family's here now, part of Earth's future. Whatever that is. And I can't just duck out in the middle of it all. Even if you can get me back here the moment after we left. I can't do that. My heart is here now. My hearts are here. Both of them. And I have music to face. Alone.
But Susan...
Goodbye, Grandfather. Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was so wonderful to see you again. I never thought I would. I thought you'd... Well,
forget you? Never.
No. Thought you'd wander forever, out there.
It's where my hearts are.
I know.
Look after my great-grandson.
I will. I will.
I'll come back soon to see how you both are.
Yes, Grandfather. Of course you will.
I'm Paul McGann, I'm playing Dr. No, and this is...
And I'm Jake McGann, and I'm playing Alex Campbell.
Together working? Is this the first time that you've both worked together?
Is it the first time? Because you were here last year, we were...
Yeah, we didn't do much together.
We didn't. So yes, I think it's fair to say, first time we've worked together.
So that must be a real thrill for you both to actually have scenes with really meaty dialogue, where you're playing opposite each other.
It's going well so far.
Yeah, it's interesting. It doesn't feel weird, though, which is strange. I thought it would, but it's not as weird as it should be, in a way.
Weird in what way?
Well, I expected it to be kind of awkward, you know, kind of be a bit nervous, but I'm not at all.
You're not? You're, no. You're flying with it, aren't you?
Yeah, it took me by surprise, really.
Well, this is a pretty relaxed way of working.
Yeah, yeah, it's
little isolation booths and... It's like lying in a hot bath, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Listening to the radio.
If there was any pressure, it would be a bit different, but because it's so laid back, it's good fun. You just enjoy it.
Yeah.
What did you think of the character of Alex when you first read it, Jake?
I thought it was a bit close to home, really, because I am from Bristol. I'm a Bristolian student, 17, exactly like Alex. And my dad is my great-grandfather. It's weird. Like, I mean,
bespoke scripts.
Yeah, talk about
Let's get Jake in. I know what. Let's make him a 17-year-old Bristol student.
Well, I suppose the thing was, we knew you were playing this before it was written. I mean, the script was written with you in mind for the role. But I think all the stuff about Bristol and everything is just sheer fluke. I mean, we didn't know you were in Bristol, so it's one of those really.
Oh,
strange...
you stop it! You're kidding.
It can't be fluke.
It has to be a fluke. Honestly, we didn't know you were in Bristol.
Really?
Yeah.
That's. Big coincidence there. Yeah.
That's the spookiest thing then, that's ever happened in Doctor Who ever.
Yeah. Well, it would be, I suppose, if Bristol was desolate and there were aliens coming, I suppose. But
what are you trying to say?
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's not that close to home because, you know, this is sci-fi and there's aliens in a ruined city.
Is it? Yeah. It's sci-fi. Yeah. I thought it was. My God, I thought it was in a documentary or something.
I have to say, I mean, if you're going to have a role written for you, to play the Doctor's great-grandson is a pretty cool one to have, isn't it?
I was told so, yeah. I don't really follow Doctor Who, but I was like, I'm interested in it to the extent that I'm involved in it.
And I didn't know either that it's an old character, or at least the idea that the Doctor had a family goes right back to the beginning, doesn't it? Right back to the early 60s, during Bill Hartnell's reign.
It does. I mean, the very first episode of Doctor Who was William Hartnell as the Doctor with his granddaughter Susan, played by Caroline Ford.
And that, of course, Caroline is in this now.
Yeah, she's the same character.
Now, that I didn't realise. So there's all this sort of symmetry.
Yeah.
God, how fantastic.
Yeah, this picks up from exactly the same place where she left the series in 1965. It's the next generation of where she left off.
That's just too spooky. But kind of great as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Mark's done a pretty seamless job in carrying on the story from where it finished.
Well, tell me why... let me interview you for a minute. Why did we... I mean, I've played Doctor Who. Why didn't I know that Doctor Who had ever had kids or there was a family involved? Is it something that people are coy about? Is it something that's not spoken of? Is it a bit of a taboo subject? What's the crack?
I don't know, actually. I suppose it's an area that some producers of the show have chosen not to go in. I have to say, Russell T. Davis and the team at Cardiff were very supportive of us doing this story. I mean, they were very helpful. So
initially, I thought, well, is it because somehow the Doctor over the years has become a kind of ascetic figure? You know, there's something we can't imagine. The Doctor having we can't imagine the Doctor having sex or something. There's something else, you know what I'm saying? So is that the reason? I was just trying to figure out why don't people talk about this kind of thing?
I suppose what it could be is if the Doctor has a family, it domesticises him,
perhaps,
in a way. So it gives him roots and ties him down, whereas he's always portrayed as this wanderer and quite an isolated figure at times.
Right.
So
it's me that's sex obsessed then. but that's a good point then, isn't it? That it's perhaps somehow goes against the grain. And also it kind of rings true. You can see, you know, that even presumably as Bill Hartnell's character developed and then later on into the other actors that played him, it was more important that the Doctor, as you say, remains a kind of wanderer. Someone, you know...
Drifter.
Yeah. A drifter, yeah. Somebody essentially quite rootless.
But you must find that a lot with Doctor Who. I mean, there's 45 years worth of stories in there. I mean, there's only a few that you will have encountered. There must be lots of areas of it that are always fresh to you, and you just think, I didn't know about that.
There are, and of course, you know, even now, as we're reintroducing this idea, and here comes Alex, you're kind of adding to what's gone before anyway. You're in the pantheon, you know, you're back in the... In the story, you're back in the loop with characters. So now Alex is there, he exists. It's back on the agenda. That's the beauty of Doctor Who, is that they're almost stories and characters and things almost have their orbits, don't they? And some of their orbits take 30 years. Some come round with, you know, quicker regularity, but I'm not suggesting it'll be 40 years before we hear of Alex again. But you know what I mean? It's kind of, you know, we're reintroducing this tale now. So watch this space.
Yeah. You do want to know where it goes next, actually. Are you intrigued?
I'm intrigued to know where it's going, yeah. I was quite disappointed to read the ending and see that he eventually runs out of the TARDIS instead of staying.
Yeah.
I was quite excited to see if he'd stay, you know, end up on his own adventures, but I'm unsure whether that'll happen now.
Yeah, well, look, the chances are, you know, if you look at Carol Anne Ford, you know, here she is reprising a character she played 40 years ago. It could well be you're sitting here 30 years from now playing Alex, you know, as some middle-aged Don or something, you know. Who knows? Who knows?
It is extraordinary how those characters can run for years and there's always people who want to hear their stories.
Yeah, and almost in real time. A bit like those characters off 7 Up.
Yes, indeed, yeah. you've been in recently and recorded 9 new stories with Sheridan. How does it feel having put those in the bag?
It's always good to... It's lovely doing them, and it's great to wrap them up and see them out there. I quite like it when I go to these conventions and stuff, and then you see people with the CDs, and because there's not usually that relationship working as an actor with the things that you produce, the things that you do. It's nice to see people turning up with them, loving them, you know.
Let's talk a bit about the cast, because Sanjeev Bhaskar came in, and you were really chuffed to see him on the cast list, weren't you?
I was. He's an old mate anyway, and a fantastic actor. We've had some really good people in this week, I think. Leslie Ash, I think, is fantastic. Mm. Phil Davis came in, another old mate. Phil Jupitus, who was a big surprise, and he was terrific. Andrew Sachs, again, back again, because we worked on Sharda together. So, you know, people keep coming back. It's nice. It's a family gig.
Yeah, I love the fact we can say to Phil Jupitus and Phil Davis, come in and play robots, and they'd love it, and they throw themselves into it. And, you know, it's just a wonderful atmosphere, isn't it?
It is, you know, and it's kind of... I was talking, because Phil, a couple of days later, I did a charity gig with Phil in Bristol. And we were in the bar afterwards having a beer, and we were yakking about the week, and he was saying how much he'd enjoyed coming in and doing Doctor Who, and... it's always cooler than I think it is. That is, you know, the people out there always think, God, yeah, I'll do that. Mm. I mean, you know, I'll do it for nothing, you know. And I'm always quite surprised at that.
Mm. Yeah, but we do the calls to agents trying to book people, and it's more often than not, I go, well, yeah.
It's definitely.
It's that kind of atmosphere.
Yeah. So that's good. That's gratifying.